Researchers think they may have found one reason cholesterol and blood pressure tend to rise as we age. Scientists at Yale University have found that damage to compartments in cells called mitochondria can lead to high cholesterol and high blood pressure. While the results are based on a study of a single large family, if they're right, it could have enormous implications for how these diseases are treated. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
In science, you have to keep your eye open for the unexpected.
We initially started studying this family because we thought it might tell us something new about magnesium.
Richard Lifton and his colleagues at Yale University had been studying magnesium because it seemed to be related to blood pressure. They started studying the family because a lot of its members had unusually low levels of magnesium.
But as we studied the family, we found that there were a number of other traits that were also found in this family at very high frequency, specifically high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
When they looked at who in the family had inherited these traits, they found that in every case, people got them from their mothers, never their fathers. That's an unusual pattern for an inherited disease, and Lifton says it can only mean one thing.
What we found in this family is that these three disorders, low magnesium, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels, are caused by a mutation in the mitochondrial genome.
Mitochondria are known as the power plants in cells. Mitochondria are inherited exclusively from the mother because the mitochondrial genes come only from eggs, not sperm. Although most of our genetic instructions come from DNA in the nucleus of our cells, mitochondria have their own separate set of genes. So a mutation in a mitochondrial gene will only be transferred from mother to child. Geneticist Carlos Moraes of the University of Miami says these new results are intriguing. He says scientists know mutations in mitochondrial genes aren't only inherited, some of them occur naturally as we age.
It has been well established that as time goes by, everybody, you and me, we have increasing amounts of mutations in the mitochondrial DNA. But the levels of these mutations are still very, very low. So it has been a hypothesis, still has to be proven, that this accumulation of mutations, even at low levels, contribute to the aging process.
One aspect of the aging process is that people's blood pressure and cholesterol levels tend to rise as we age. So Moraes says it's tempting to conclude that mitochondria are the culprit. Yale's Richard Lifton is likewise tempted to make that association, but he says right now it's premature.
We now understand this one family, and it raises the question of whether there might be a relationship between mitochondrial function, blood pressure, and cholesterol in the general population, but that's a hypothesis to be tested, not a fact to be stated.
Lifton plans to test this hypothesis and try to pin down exactly how changes in mitochondrial genes are causing high cholesterol and high blood pressure. If he can, that might suggest new ways to treat those problems. The new work is published in the online edition of the journal Science. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.